Joan, Gary, and Ed, I'm humbled to be with you. It was great to get to know you and get to exchange emails, especially about the 45-minute speech that we had to pare down. It's definitely humbling. I did a little research, and between their three companies, they employ 2,000 employees. It's pretty fascinating. We're humbled by having about 75, 85 these days. So among our four companies, 2,085 employees, which is pretty sweet. And I got to thank everyone at Printing Impressions and RIT. And Joan, you mentioned Eric Cagle. I saw Eric Cagle last night. I gave him a hug. He got a little nervous about that. But if Eric was here, I would tell him that he made a good old boy from Toledo, Ohio sound like a real pro by the way he writes and the things that he does. So I truly enjoy everything that Printing Impressions does, and Eric's writing was phenomenal. I got to thank, my wife and my four kids. I have four kids under the age of 18, so life is a little bit busy. Got to thank my team here. I'm going to cry because I'm pretty proud. But we brought six guys here that are really my leaders that help us get our things done. And you all know in this room it's not easy, and it's no one's job's been easy. But without good people around you and a good team, and being able to motivate that team to do what you need and do what your customers need and do what everybody else, help each other to get better. That's what makes our company better every day, and it's the passion that we have for that industry. And my brother Tom. The dude's going to run the Chicago Marathon next week for the second time, and I visited him 4 years ago. Thank you. I visited him 4 years ago after a major surgery where I didn't think he was going to make it. So if anybody you know that people who've run marathons who have a story, that guy's got a story right there and best partner in the world right there. Okay, composure. I'm going to say something about our family business, and I'm going to say something about everybody in this room and why I love the printing industry and why I love being around it. Number one, it's a business where we all get to build assets, and we get to buy things and buy toys and explore new stuff. And if you don't like that, step aside because you're in the wrong place, because this is fun. We get to buy new things. We get to walk up to people and hear what they have to sell. You get to go to that corner booth in the show and find someone that's got a great idea, find out how you can put that idea to use and see how you can get more customers from it. Genuine curiosity is what made our whole company survive. I think it's what made a little typesetter who was supposed to be dead. There was 6,500 typesetters in 1986 when the Macintosh was invented. Today there's none. Well, there's a few. There's two in Toledo, Ohio. We made each other better. We made each other better all the time because we're both tough competitors. Tough competitors make each other better, and curiosity makes us want to grow, makes us want to learn more, makes us want to read magazines like Printing Impressions or hire employees from RIT. Makes us want to learn new stuff, and it's just exciting. It's a blast. I'm in a printer's peer group. I joined it 6 years ago. Best thing that happened to our business. It's tough because you got to share with people that could be your competitor tomorrow. But what you learn from each other when you share some information, it's phenomenal. And I know Mark had said that to me before. He goes, "You share way too much." My accountant tells me I share way too much. My brother tells me I share way too much. But for everything I give, I'm going to get a little bit more back, and I'm going to learn some about that. One quick story. I know I'm over my time, but in the typesetting days, we were told life gives you lemons, and you got to learn to make lemonade. Well, we learned how to make lemonade, but we also learned how to sell lemonade. But then we didn't stop there. We had to learn how to make ice and sell ice. Then we had to make ice faster. Then we had to learn how to make cups, signs, napkins, and how to clean up the lemonades. Then we had to figure out how to sell the lemonade stands, build the lemonade stands faster, and then give. then we had to give away all the profits to our customers because they stuck with us a little longer. And if you ever see me in a peer group meeting or if you ever see me in a trade show, make sure you say hi, whatever your name is, and say, "I know Joe." So everyone's a friend in this industry, even though we compete and we knock each other out. But there's going to be few of us left, and we're all going to learn how to make a lot of money in this industry as long as you stay curious, as long as we buy new equipment and don't get complacent. And take care of our customers and take care of our teams and the people that work around you because they're going to take care of you and all you do. Again, thanks. Oh, one more thanks. My dad was 43 years old when he quit his job at a typesetting company to start ours. 43 years old, 5 miles at home, and he quit his job to start in 1976. That's the great American story of entrepreneurialism, and I just cannot believe that he did that, to think that he quit a job to start a new business. And now, you know, 85 people get a paycheck every day because this place continues. So thanks for my mom and dad. They're in Florida, and I'm sure it's being recorded right now because Eric's my IT guy, and he's got this thing recorded. It'll be on YouTube tomorrow. Thank you very much. I'm honored.